The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default you're serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Father. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? God is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S @endtimeissueministries.org. Today we're going to continue the discussion of the subject, the Creator desires friends. Overview. Yah, the Almighty Creator, says, there's a huge issue in terms of believers thinking they can believe what suits them and do what suits them, thereby abdicating their responsibility to serve me faithfully and overcome. The purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. This broadcast continues to explain this. We'll continue to discuss hearing Yah and getting on your knees and listening. I advise you to step out in emunah, faith, and expect him to challenge you. I'll counsel you to fast repeatedly and to seek Father Yah constantly. I'll advise you to take notes and to seek to know him more and more. Then I'll ask you if you've brought Father Yah joy today. We'll then talk about what may be the most powerful prayer. And finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So the basic message today is Yah the Creator desires to have a deep personal relationship with people who become his friends. He said there's a huge issue in terms of believers thinking they can believe what suits them and do what suits them, thereby abdicating their responsibility to serve me faithfully and overcome. The purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. This broadcast will explain this. Folks, fundamentally, there's only one reason you exist. There's only one reason I exist. and that is to become a friend of the Almighty. That's what he created the universe for, the solar system for, planet Earth for, the plants, the animals, and the human beings. It's to have intelligent people with the ability to make decisions and make choices who would serve him and believe in him and become his friends, people he could talk to, people he can consult with, people he can share things with. If you're not in that place, and there's virtually nobody on the planet who is, your whole life is actually a waste of time. So we're continuing the article 2012-0202, Hearing Yah. Point 3, get on your knees, listen, and test. In my experience, I hear Yah most clearly when I humble myself and get on my knees. Sitting or standing, particularly rebelliously, and challenging him to speak to you is not the way to hear him. He's the almighty creator of the heavens and the earth. You need to get this and humble yourself appropriately. Then listen. Believe he will speak to you and listen attentively. Father Yah spoke to me audibly in a locked room in March 1993. At that point, I rededicated my life to him. I realized I was going in the wrong direction. I turned around. For the last 30-plus years, I've been doing my best to serve him, sometimes up, sometimes down, but always going in that general direction. One of the things that happened for me was because he spoke to me audibly, it never occurred to me that he wouldn't speak to me again. So I've gone through the last 30-plus years hearing him speak to me. And you may say, well, James, how do you do that? And we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. But the key thing here, folks, is he deeply, deeply wants to speak to you. This nonsense about Prophet X or Y or Z was the last prophet is a satanic lie. A prophet is simply a spokesperson of Yah. Why would Father Yah stop speaking to the people he created to be his friends? It's really silly. So get on your knees, listen and test. If you're not sure, test. Ask for confirmations. In the early days of my walk with him, I repeatedly asked for confirmation. Do that humbly from a perspective of, Father, I really want to do your will. Please forgive me for asking for confirmation, but I really do not want to miss it. Well, Father, I ask you to open the doors that you want open and close the doors you want closed. That latter prayer is only valid in the early days of your walk with Father. Once you're a bit mature and you're able to hear him at some level, he expects you to make decisions. But when you're a new babe in faith, a new babe in believing, and he will help you. Remember, he wants you to grow to a place where you become his friend. He wants to do that with you gently. He's not going to force you. So if you decide you don't want to do that, he's just going to leave you alone. Think about it. If you met somebody and you thought it'd be nice to be friends with this person, and you did some things for them to show them your desire to be friends with them, and they just ignored you or snubbed you or went in the opposite direction, after a while you'd lose interest. So if you're telling me that Father doesn't speak to you, then I'm going to tell you that you don't speak to him. I have it from own experience that if you speak to him and you humble yourself and get on your knees and say, Father, I want to hear your voice, he will speak to you. He will meet you wherever you are. But you've got to do some work to get there. You can pray, Father, if I'm missing it and this is not you, please close the door or prevent me from speaking to them or whatever. If you think he sent you to speak to someone, but you cannot get hold of them after, say, 3 attempts, it probably means you've missed it. But at the end of the day, folks, listen, test, act. If you never act, what's the point of hearing? If you're never sure that you're hearing, what's the point of listening? Father is action-oriented. Generally, if he starts speaking to you, or let me put that differently, generally, if you start to hear him, because he was probably speaking to you when you weren't hearing him, you will find that he asks you to do little things to give you more confidence that you are hearing him. So, cross the road to that beggar over there and give them $5 or £5 or 5 francs or whatever from me. And you say, oh my goodness, how can I do that? He says, I want you to cross the road and give the beggar the $5. So you pluck up the courage and you cross the road. You give the beggar the $5, and the beggar says, thank you so much. I've been begging my Father in heaven to give me some money. And suddenly you know that you hear, you heard Father, and you're obedient. That is such a powerful experience. So we said, talk, listen. Step out in emunah, step out in faith. Use the word emunah, which is the Hebrew, which is faith on steroids. Faith has got a whole lot of pagan connotations, so I try and avoid it most of the time. So step out in emunah and do what you think he's told you to do, like the example I just told you about. In my experience, in the early days of walking with him, as long as I humbled myself and asked for his guidance, I virtually always found I'd heard him and that I was sensitive to him closing doors. I would rapidly realize if I was doing something in my own strength. It's vital to move. It's very hard for him to guide you if you're not moving. If you're standing at a fork in the road with your arms crossed, saying, I wonder if that was God. I'm not sure, so I don't want to upset him. I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to sin. So I'm just going to stand here until he speaks to me clearly. I have to say to you, you've just pissed him off, if you'll excuse my language. You say you want to hear him, and he tells you something, and you don't do it, and you stand there with your arms crossed and basically make it his job for you to hear him. Hey, my friend, that's not the way it works. At the end of the day, if you're not moving in the right direction, it's easier for him to give you a nudge and steer you to the right direction than if you're stuck fast, paralyzed by fear of making a mistake. And remember that fear is emunah, faith in the devil. So if you are consumed with fear and you're scared to step out, and you're listening to Satan, then expect Yah to challenge you. He's likely to challenge you. As soon as you start walking with him, he's going to start speaking to you about your sin because he wants you to be free of sin. If you think he's asking you to do something you really do not want to do or that makes you uncomfortable, it's quite possibly him. He's not interested in you staying in your comfort zone with all your error and misunderstandings and so forth. I hate conflict, and I hate speaking to strangers. So for many years, he sent me into situations with a lot of both. I conclude that if it's too comfortable, it's quite possibly not from Yah. If you're saying, Father, that woman or that man really looks like a nice person, I'd really like to have somebody like that as a husband or a wife. Please give me a sign if it's your will. Hey, you've already made up your mind. And you've got freedom of choice, as much as you might not like that. But you are responsible for what you do in this life. So how's he going to tell you? I know you've got your heart set on that man or woman, but it's completely the wrong person for you. You're probably not listening at that point in time. So either you're going to listen very clearly, very carefully, and he's going to say that's not the right person for you, or you're going to think he's told you that it's okay. Don't try that one. Having said this, you must be grounded in his commandments and truths so that you do not go and do something that is totally contrary to his ways and his will. The problem is that because there's so much error in the church, that what you think cannot be from him could, in fact, be him. So a key issue is obedience. I have it that he would rather you did something because you sincerely believe he's spoken to you than not do something because of fear, unbelief, doubt, etc. So just by way of example, a couple of years into my walk with him, I started to get direct revelation from him around the subject of why there was so much divorce in the body of believers, and then revelation that it was Father's design that more than one woman could covenant with one man. And so I spoke to who I thought was a really nice Christian pastor, very gentle man, very gentle ministry. And he looked at me and he said, James, I can find 15,000 Bible school graduates who will agree with me that you're in error, and you won't find one that agrees with you. I was taken aback. I was upset, worried. I went to Father, and Father said to me, it's absolutely true. The church is teaching error. This man is in error. You know what I told you. Get on and write about it. If you really start to hear Father, there is a strong possibility that he's going to tell you things that are not in line with conventional wisdom, which is not an excuse for you to go storming off in some weird direction, but it is a cause for you to check things out with him carefully. Then fast repeatedly and seek him. It was only some considerable time into my relationship with him that I started fasting. I started really walking with him in March 93, and in 2000, middle of the year, I undertook 8 3-day total fasts, except for water and a small quantity of bread and grape juice, at intervals of 10 days. And after that, I heard him much clearer. Fasting is extremely powerful, and I'm not talking about this thing of I don't eat from sunrise to sunset. I'm sorry. In my book, that's not a fast. In my book, anything less than 3 days, water only, a little bit of bread and grape juice, the communion elements, the covenant elements, morning and evening, so that you've got something in your stomach for your medication if you're on medication, is a minimum fast. And you need to do that 3-day fast. I typically have done it at 7-day intervals. So I fast from sunset on Thursday to sunset on Sunday. And in that time, I drink water, I take the bread and the wine of the covenant meal, morning and evening. Then you really start to hear Father. Then you really start to get revelation. In doing the fast, say, Father, I'm fasting because I'm seeking all truth. I'm seeking revelation. I'm seeking total closer relationship with you. I'm seeking to hear you more clearly. Whatever it is you're going for, not a shopping list, but a clearly focused objective for that fast. And then you move on to 7-day fasts and 21-day fasts and 40-day fasts. And if you aspire to raising the dead, walking on water, etc., then you need to do a 40-day fast. And you need to understand that you'll probably be extremely weak by the end of 40 days, maybe confined to bed. Don't do it unless you're sure Father wants you to. and then make notes. It is much easier to hear Yah if you sit quietly or kneel and make notes. If you've never read the Bible, it's worth reading it a few times and making notes. But understand that it is not by any means all inspired. Read whatever other things Father leads you to read. Listening is an art. Writing notes is a vital component of listening. It forces you to be much more attentive and reduces the extent to which your thoughts wander off. Frequently, when I sit down to write an article like this, I have very little idea of what I'm going to write. I rely on the Spirit of Yah to give me utterance as I'm writing the outline and as I'm typing up the document. As I said, listening is an art. Yes, you hear, but do you listen? Do you take it in? Do you take it on board? Do you act on it? It's no good saying, Father, I want to hear your voice, and then he says something to you and you ignore it. If it's worth hearing him, it's worth writing it down, at least in the early days. At one stage, I went through a period when I was really, really hearing him. I was engaging in conversation as I walked along the street, as I sat on the bus, etc. A little pocketbook, and I used to write down quotes, two or three sentences. And they're on the website under Insights from Yah. And if you read those, they're clearly completely different to my writing style. That's when you know that you're hearing him clearly. And then seek to know him more and more. You must seek to know him. You must want to know him. You must be willing to lay down your life to serve him. You must see him as Father, King, and Lord, and yourself as child and servant. The more you know him, the more you will hear him. But you need to want this. Folks, Yah has given us this life with the opportunity to, on the one end, totally go against him and revile him and hate him and do terrible things and be disregarded and discarded for eternity, or at the other end, seek to do things that are pleasing to him, seek to build a relationship with him, seek to change things on the earth to the way he wants them, and receive massive splendor, massive glory. My role in this ministry, in this life, is I'm not interested in all of these people. I'm interested in the few people who want to really get to know him, who want to make a real difference on earth. And I hope that you're one of those people. And I'd be delighted to hear from you. Email me if you want to know more. There's a huge amount on the website. And the more you know his will, the more readily you will discern if the voice speaking to you is him. So if you hear a voice saying, you know, that beautiful woman over there, she would make an ideal wife. She's already married. She's got three children. That's not Father. If you know the Ten Commandments, you will know that it says don't commit adultery. You will know that that's not Father. The more you sanctify yourself and deal with your sin and seek to live a life without sin, the fewer other voices will be able to speak to you and the more you will hear him. There is no recipe. Seek Yah and you will find him. Anybody who says that this church or this mosque or this synagogue or this rabbi or this imam or this pastor or this priest or this whatever has the recipe for getting close to Father and hearing his voice, I'm sorry. Each person has to chart their course directly with Yah. The way I got to hear Yah clearly, the way I got to walk where I walk with him, as his friend and his emissary and his spokesman, is unique to James Robertson. I can give you pointers. I can tell you the things that I did. But at the end of the day, you need to read my writings. You need to listen to my talks. And you need to get on your knees and ask him what he wants you to do, because what he wants you to do is not what he wants me to do, is not what he wants that person to do or that person to do. It's what he wants you to do. And only you can find that out. I can give you a steer. That's where it ends. In conclusion, hearing Yah and knowing his voice takes time, practice, and dedication. Be willing to be challenged. Do not use other human beings as your guide. That includes me. He, Yah, is your teacher. He desires a deep personal relationship with you. He wants you as his friend. He wants me as his friend too, but that's between me and him. It's none of your business. I can steer you. I can give you guidelines. I can give you advice. There's a huge amount on the website. You don't have to make all the mistakes that I made. I've made them. I've documented them. But at the end of the day, you've got to get on your knees and say, Father, Yah, I desire to know you the way James Robertson describes. I want to be your friend. I want to get close to you. Help me to know what to do. Get to a place where you read the things that he wants you to read. Go the places where he wants you to go. Speak to the people that he wants you to speak to. And he will help you to craft your unique relationship with him. Somebody said to me the other day that somebody was accusing me of being a cult. I'm not a cult, folks. I'm telling you to go and have a relationship with Father. I'm just incidental. I'm just hopefully making it easier for you. And I'll gladly help you. I'll gladly counsel you. I'll gladly pray with you and for you and teach you how to pray. At the end of the day, it's between you and him. I want you to go further in your relationship with him than I have done. Build on the work that I have done. Build on the foundation that I've laid. And go further. So I want to touch on another article, 2012-0703. Have you brought Yah joy today? About a year and a half ago, that was written in 2012, July 2012. While on a series of three-day fasts, I suddenly was confronted with the question, have you brought Yah joy today? The thought came to me in such a way that it provoked intense turmoil within me. The truth was, I seldom, if ever, thought about pleasing Yah per se, let alone bringing him joy. I was doing my best to keep his commandments, do his will, etc. He'd even told me I was his friend. But I was not actively thinking of bringing him joy, let alone praying for guidance to do this. I'm going to stick my neck out and say that I doubt very much that you actively think about bringing your joy day to day. Why? Because I think it's quite a novel concept that I've never heard anybody speak about or seen anybody write about. He created you to be his friend, his companion, his confidant. He created you so that he could enjoy having you as his friend. If you don't get that, if you're not seeking that, how on earth do you think you're going to bring him joy? You will bring him joy the day that you say, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. I will do whatever you tell me to do. I will go wherever you want me to go. I will read whatever you want me to read. I want to become your friend and start fasting and praying and doing all the things that I advocate. I wrote a short message to the mailing list on this topic of bringing Father Yah joy. And since then, I've prayed fairly regularly. In fact, at the moment, I do so every night. for guidance to help bring him joy. This question first came to me in the context of two visions that I had in the weeks before I first was asked the question. The first vision occurred after I had asked a woman who was very close to Yah to cease using a yahoo.com email address because the word Yahoo is derived from the extended name of Yah, Yahweh, meaning Yah the eternally self-existing. She refused, and I saw Yah in tears. He was so grieved by her lack of sensitivity. The second vision occurred after I'd asked a man on the same list also to cease using yahoo.com. The request had much greater negative impact on him than the woman mentioned before. He had a Yahoo group site going back over a decade with hundreds of articles posted on it. Without hesitation, this man came back to me and he said that he now that he had a revelation that yahoo.com grieved father, he would immediately transfer his group to another service, which he did, losing all sorts of functionality and exposure. This time I saw Yah again in tears, this time tears of joy and gratitude that this man loved him so much that he was prepared to take all the disruption that went with changing his service provider. Folks, I can't stress this enough. This man made a huge sacrifice in worldly terms. He abandoned hundreds, maybe thousands of hours of his time building this Yahoo group site. But he laid it down because he loved Father that much. And that brought Father joy. What are you going to do today to bring your Father in heaven joy? This world is so dark, and almost the entire population ignores or hates Yah. There are few who pay some sort of lip service to him, but they're far removed from him, in fact, in reality. Most of them are still calling him God, the Lord, and Yeshua, Jesus, and so on and so forth, calling Jesus Christ, and so on. They don't bring Father joy. They're an abomination in his sight. He hates what they're doing. And yet he has to make do with some smatterings of praise and worship that he gets from a handful of people around the earth who at some level are vaguely seeking some relationship but can't be prepared to make the effort to use the true names and observe the true Sabbath, etc. You can bring Father joy just by observing the Ten Commandments strictly, not in a slavish religious way, but in a disciplined, spirit-led way. So at that time, the two examples that I just shared with you, I came to understand that in this age, it is not difficult to bring Yah joy. Just do what he asks without questioning and without arguing. Just do it because you love him. He would rather you do something because you think you heard him than that you don't do something because you're not sure if you heard him. The more you're obedient, the more you'll hear him clearly. So since then, way back in whenever it was, 2010 or 2011, I've done the best I can to bring my daddy joy. Most of the time, I do not think I do much at all. I battle with the daily issues of earning a living with massive satanic and demonic opposition. I listen to a small selection of worship songs and do the best I can. Repeatedly, when I've said to him that I regret I'm doing so little, he's told me that this is not so, The fact that I'm willing to take the onslaught and not compromise on serving him, seeking his truths and believing the truths that have been revealed to me, and just getting on with my life in a way that I do not compromise with the forces of darkness, brings him joy. And that is so sad. When he called me to do what I do today in 2001, he said, James, I've got a job for you to do. But before I tell you what it is, and before you get proud, I need to tell you I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. He had approached a whole lot of men and women with powerful anointings, powerful ministries, all of whom had disobeyed and turned their backs on him. And eventually he came to me. I've never forgotten that I'm at the bottom of the barrel, but you're willing, when I die, I'll have a glorious place in heaven. So my message to you today is it's not difficult to bring your joy. Keep his commandments, for his commandments are not burdensome. Fight the battle by living your life his way, and you'll bring him great pleasure. In conclusion, it's not difficult to bring your joy. Just love him and keep his commandments and seek truth and live by that truth. Please hear me. It is possible for you today to bring your joy. Get on your knees right now and say, Father Yah, James says it's possible for me to become your friend. I want to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. Show me what to read. Show me what to do. Show me who to talk to. Help me clean up my life. Show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Help me to bring you joy, Father Yah. I love you. Try that. Of course, only if you're serious. Don't pray that today and then ignore it and ignore him. He's hurt enough. His creation, which he crafted with so much love and attention to detail, has almost completely rebelled against him, and he's grievously hurt. What will you do to show him chesed, show him love? Bring him joy. So my last element today, Article 20.11.12.06, the most powerful prayer. And I wrote there at that time in December 2011, worshipping this morning, it occurred to me that the prayer, Father Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, may be the most powerful prayer that there is. Father Yah, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it, may well come close behind that. We're surrounded by deception and error. We're not able to judge ourselves with any level of certainty. If you desire to serve Yah faithfully to the end and be found a good and faithful servant on the day of judgment, I suggest for your consideration that you should pray the above two prayers regularly, and then when things go wrong in your life, closely examine yourself and deal with what you have to deal with. Repent, course correct, get back on track. It could result in radical change in your life. I first prayed, Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly, and sometime in 1998, after I read that prayer in the book, The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. I prayed it on and off for a number of years. And then around 2010, I started praying it as a regular prayer. In fact, probably even before that. I've been judged on a number of occasions. I had a couple of motor car accidents. I've had a couple of teeth fractured, various other bits and pieces. Nothing that I couldn't get through, couldn't endure. It's worth praying if you're serious. There are other prayers that are important, such as I ask you to help me to overcome to the end, that I may be found a good and faithful servant on the day of judgment. But in a sense, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, is the most powerful prayer of the lot, if you're willing to be sensitive to what follows. I've heard people say to me, how can you ask God to judge you? He's loving, he's kind, he's gentle. He will not judge you beyond what you can endure. Maybe unpleasant and uncomfortable at the time, but you'll manage to get through it. One occasion I did something, and the following night I ground my teeth, split one of my molars. Took me a couple of days to get to a dentist because it happened, I think, on a Friday or a Saturday night. Dentist patched it up. It went septic. I spent a couple of days in agony until I had the tooth extracted. But by goodness, I knew that I had sinned and I needed to clean up my act. And my act's been a lot cleaner since then because I only got a limited number of teeth. Another occasion, truck tire fell off the back of a truck on a highway at full speed. Hit it, bent my suspension, my front right wheel. Fairly expensive damage, but I was uninjured. My passenger was uninjured. But again, I got the message. I'd been doing something that I really shouldn't have been doing. So I want to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator today? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, if I can get through the next 10 years or so, I'm hoping to leave when I turn 80. I've just turned 70. If I can get to a point where one other human being is solidly Father's friend at the end of my life, I will have accomplished something. I would like there to be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, hundreds, thousands of friends. That was His intention. So I want to challenge you. Make a decision today. Father Yah, I want to become your friend. Please help me. Please guide me. Please take me by the hand and lead me. And then do what you find to do. And that should include emailing me, and we'll get on Zoom or Teams or Skype or WhatsApp or wherever. Add you to my mailing list to help you to do that. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I will connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, and I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, I'm going to continue after this point, those of you who are new to the broadcasts, with a bit of background context and information. If you've been listening a few times, you've probably heard that bit, and you may want to drop off in a minute. So I'm going to say goodnight to those of you who are going to drop off in a minute, and I'll ask those of you who are new to hold on for what follows. I want to say to you, it does not matter whether you're male or female, rich or poor, thin or fat, short or tall, educated or uneducated, black hair or blonde hair or anything in between, blue eyes or brown eyes or anything in between, rich or poor, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Satanist, witch, warlock, whatever. Father Yah wants you to become his friend. I challenge you now to reach out to him and pray the prayer that I've been sharing. To those of you who are going to drop off, good night. Thank you for listening. For those of you who are going to stay on, I just want to say a few words in closing. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, and forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org for a lot more information. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translations errors is available at the ETI Bible version on the website. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are on Google. Search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. There are about 4 podcast websites with back issues. Books with teachings from 1998 till May 2019 at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the reality that the Creator desires friends above all things. The real reason this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings exist is that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth desires friends. If you're not seeking to become His friend, you are missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcast on www.w4cy.com radio or on https://talk4tv.com. Visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.